Everything now overall up.
Yeah. You're listening to Revolution Rock here on CJM 99.1 FM in the Windsor, Detroit area. I'm your host, Dave, joined with Adam, and we're also syndicating across several different stations throughout Canada. We came back there from a set of Smith's Music.
You want to say Smith's Songs, and that's so hard to say, isn't it?
Smith's Songs from the Smiths' debut album.
How many times are we going to say Smiths in this episode?
And we were celebrating the Smiths' debut album there.
Titled The Smiths.
Okay. Something I want to add before we run the call back. We were talking earlier about the Troy Tate mixes slash early version of the album that they didn't wind up using. There is a bootleg version out there, and I'm not 100% if they've officially released it. Maybe a couple tracks.
There's been a few tracks,
but we've definitely played
released.
It.
Yeah, but it's been bootlegged out the wazoo. It is one of those infamous, like, if you're a hardcore Smiths fan, undoubtedly you have a version of it. And, you know, some fans of the band actually prefer those sessions. I don't really know. I think both don't really sound like what I would be accustomed to declaring the Smith sounds to be. But, you know, with that said, both have their own merits. I probably will go with the commercially released 84 record as having the better sound, even though, as I mentioned before, John Porter gives it a more muscular sound than what I'm used to hearing from the group. I think it does sound better overall.
Let's run back what we heard. We ended off there with actually a cover of Hand in Glove by Sandy Shaw. Maybe you can tell the listeners why we play this song and the importance in the Smiths' history here.
No, of course. So Sandy Shaw was a very prolific singer who had a number of singles out in the late 60s, a number of huge hits, including Puppet on a String. And Morrissey adored her. You know, in addition to liking a lot of proto-punk acts like the Stooges and New York Dolls, he also loved a lot of, like, torch song R&B, and Sandy Shaw was no stranger to that. And so much so that when him and Johnny Marr were writing songs, while they still wanted the Smiths to be a popular group, they also wanted to be kind of like a studio recording group, where they wanted to take artists that they really loved and give them songs to write. That was kind of their ambition. Well, anyway, this was the first artist that Morrissey approached for it, and he had to constantly pursue her as a fan because there was a lot of press going on about the Smiths at the time, about their use of homoerotic imagery in terms of, like, a lot of, I guess you could say, controversy around the track Suffer Little Children that talked about the infamous Moore's murders that occurred in the 1970s. And basically, she wanted nothing at all to do with the group. Mm-hmm. Then, in order to encourage her to record a cover of The Hand in Glove, he actually mailed her a copy of the single. And I'm not sure if anyone knows about this, but Morrissey had a lot of, precariously positioned men on the covers of the early Smith singles. And there was one with a naked male with his butt showing. And Sandy Shaw apparently went to her husband, "Look at this creep. He's now mailing photos of naked men to me." And it took a liaison from the Smiths camps to, like, really talk about why Morrissey and Marr wanted her to record for them and really just show the merits of their music. And she ended up recording this, which became a huge hit. It actually exceeded in the charts anything she had released in about a decade and a half. So it revitalized her career and actually exceeded in the charts past any of the singles the Smiths released up until this point and helped encourage sales from the record itself. So I think this helped to legitimize them as a band. I think a lot of people looked at them as provocateurs. You know, they just wanted to, like, provoke a reaction from an audience. And I think this helped legitimize them in a lot of eyes. That single was released the same year as the album in 1984. And from the album proper, The Smiths, we heard two of their best songs overall, Still Ill and What Difference Does It Make? And regardless of whether the production of this album does justice to the band's sound or not, it really catapulted their career to the point where they would become one of the biggest acts in the UK indie scene, not only throughout the 1980s, but arguably all time. And it's to the point where the Smiths' sound is so iconic. Like, you hear that sort of guitar line,
you just hear
the melodic bass, you're just like, that's either the Smiths or it's someone who's trying to sound like the Smiths.
Yes. So yeah, that was a cool little set there. Hopefully you enjoyed that. We're going to continue next with another celebration of an album. Actually, last year we did, what do we call it? Summer of Beck. We played a bunch of Beck albums.
We did, his early recordings. Yeah. And then, yeah, it's kind of funny because it was just a year shy of this. And I we're not going to dive too much into this record because we played so much Beck last year, but it would be a shame if we didn't tip our hat to the 30th anniversary of Mellow Gold, the album that really changed Beck's career.
Yeah.
And I'm saying the album, but let's face it, it was a song that changed his career.
Yes, Loser.
Loser, like, catapulted him up in the charts. It really made people pay attention to him. And also, oddly enough, with all of that, outshone the record, which is a shame because even though I love that track, Loser, the remaining 11 songs on this album are incredible. This weird fusion of hip-hop, psychedelica, garage, and folk that would define Beck's career and his sound and be extrapolated upon for his subsequent album, Odelay, to even greater success. But this is more than a one-song album. It's a great record, front to back, one of my favorites from the 90s. And we're going to play one of my favorite songs from here, Nightmare Hippie Girl, and we're going to follow it up with a cover from another great band that definitely turned some heads in the 90s, Sonic Youth, before getting into a brand new split release between Chad Van Gallen and Astral Swans.
All right, so let's get to it here. We're going to start off with music from Beck's Mellow Gold here in celebration of its 30th anniversary on Revolution Rock.
She took me off my gun with this.
Salad for breakfast. She's got tofu the size of 10. So get out and let my pipe dream. Get out and tend for flags. The insects, the huge, and the poisons all been used. And the drugs from killing danger. That's why I pay my own mind. I pay my
A very unexpected cover of Minor Threat there from Astral Swans. Now, that is from a split EP that that group has made with Chad Van Gallen. Astral Swans share that record, two and two songs on each side. It's really good. Again, that was a cover song from Minor Threat, Filler. Preceding that, we heard one of Chad Van Gallen's contributions to that split EP with I'm Sick. The title of the EP is very uncreative, split EP, but you know what? You can't always win, so you know what, guys? Great EP regardless.
Before that, we heard Sonic Youth covering a Beck song. In only the way... You know what? Sonic Youth can only be Sonic Youth, and you know what? This is a really great example. Their version of Beck's Pay No Mind... from a split single they had with Beck, and they each covered each other.
Exactly. Yeah. So if we have time, maybe a little bit later, we'll play Beck covering Sonic Youth, but I really love that psychedelic, kind of horrific version of Pay No Mind from one of the more melodic songs from Mellow Gold, which actually gained some infamy. Not only did it become a minor alternative radio success, but it also became somewhat infamous when it appeared on Beavis and Butthead. So that also boldened the song up in popularity. But still, either rendition, I love that song, Pay No Mind. And I love Nightmare Hippie Girl, which was a track we played from Mellow Gold by Beck. We're playing it because it is the 30th anniversary of that record, originally released all the way back in 1994. We've talked plenty about Beck over the last year or so because we had the Summer of Beck last year. So you can always go back to those episodes. In fact, if you want to know what we played during those episodes... what website should they go to?
Oh, I don't know. Oh, you can go to revrock.blogspot.com. You can find the playlists and some info about that. I also wanted to mention just a correction from... was it the last episode? We did an anniversary of Crooked Rain, Crooked Rain by Pavement, but we said it was the 40th anniversary.
I didn't.
I did.
Oh, okay.
It's actually... it was the 30th anniversary.
That's how math works, yeah.
I wanted to say it's not 40 years old yet. Anyways,
give us another 10 years.
We're going to continue next. We're going to start with some more music. We're going to hear a pair of tracks from Ty Siegel's latest, Three Bells. Ty Siegel is, you know, we're just big fans. And if you haven't seen Ty Siegel, he's on tour. Go see Ty Siegel. Three Bells, we're going to hear a pair of tracks from this release. We're also going to hear brand new music from La Luz. They have a new album coming out at the end of May, I believe.
Yes, it's going to be called News of the Universe. So very excited for that. We really love Sean Cleveland's solo work from the previous year, and I'm always excited to hear stuff coming from this band. And then we're also going to hear something from The Headcoats. This is really cool. Their first album with Billy Childish in 22 years.
Yeah, so The Headcoats is one of the many bands Billy Childish has been in, but they haven't put anything out in a long time. And last year they put out a new album. So we're going to hear one of those tracks. We're also going to hear a band that's also connected with Billy Childish, the Delmonas. We're going to hear one of their songs from the 80s. So that's coming up all in this set, so stay tuned. You are listening to Revolution Rock here on CJAM 99.1. FM in the Windsor, Detroit area. We're syndicating across several different stations throughout Canada, but before we get to the music from Ty Siegel, we're actually going to hear short station ID here and a PSA, and then we're going to hear a track from Three Bells called Hi Dee Dee. So let's get to it here. You're listening to Revolution Rock on CJAM 99.1 FM.